You mentioned the adjuvant trial looking at cetuximab, as well as the trial in metastatic disease looking at cetuximab, Bev, or the combination. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts about some of the data that's been coming out looking at KRAS and EGFR inhibitors?
Oh, it's fascinating. This week's Journal of Clinical Oncology just has a paper, a very clearly stated paper with cetuximab. And at this meeting, at the ASCO GI meeting, the panitumumab data from Europe is going to be presented, broken down by KRAS. I think this really gives us a terrific opportunity to understand what KRAS does and what it doesn't do. It also explains to an enormous degree why the large SWOG pancreatic trial that was gemcitabine, cetuximab versus gemcitabine showed no benefit, because essentially 98-99% of pancreatic cancers have KRAS mutations.
Interesting. How about colon?
Colon, it's about 40%, and stomach and esophagus, it's only 8-10%.
And the mutations are the patients who don't respond?
The mutated tumors do not respond.
So basically, you're kind of cutting down the denominator of your benefit, so to speak.
Well,
you're kind of moving out that 40%.
But it's just like the microsatellite instability in ARENA-T.
In a way, it's kind of like HER2.
Yeah, you're fashioning treatment according.
Right.
You go into the oncologic tailor. You're being fitted for a given treatment.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot about the issue that people, in terms of this whole concept of markers, they talk about trastuzumab and breast cancer, mm-hmm. and the fact that they've actually done modeling to show that if they'd done the original studies on all breast cancer patients, they would have been negative. But the fact that they were able to hone down on the 20 or 25% or eliminate, if the other way to look at it would be the non-responders, you know, they saw this benefit.
But the leukemia doctors have done this for years,
right,
with cytogenetic prognostic groupings. Who gets a transplant? Who gets this? Who gets that?